Le 9 mai, à Halifax, aura lieu la Canadian Immigrant Fair, ou bien en français, le Salon de l'immigration canadienne. Cet événement a pour but d'aider les immigrants à trouver du travail, mais aussi à les aider pour leur logement et leurs études. Nous avons rencontré Sanjay Agnihotri, éditeur du magazine Canadian Immigrants. Il a commencé par nous présenter la Canadian Immigrant Fair.
Absolutely. Thank you, Adele. The Canadian Immigrant Fairs is part of the CanadianImmigrant.ca brand, and the fairs were introduced approximately 12 years ago. We launched with one fair in Toronto, and after its huge success, we expanded to across the country. The purpose of the fair is to provide real-life networking contacts in three distinct areas for newcomers.
En effet, comme l'explique Sanjay, ce salon ne se concentre pas uniquement sur la recherche d'emploi.
Unlike a job fair that only provides career job opportunities, we have first part is settlement. So settlement agencies to help newcomers that are here from 0 to 2 years. And by the way, anyone is welcome to attend the fair. It does not have to be just newcomers. The second part is education. So we have educational institutions that are there to help individuals be guided in case they want to upgrade their educational skill set. And the third one, of course, is career. Those that are looking to find a job, we also have companies that participate to provide that element live at the event.
Des personnes ont été également invitées à faire des présentations durant l'événement.
The fair also has a few other really neat pieces. We have speaker sessions that take place during the day. So for example, we'll have individuals speaking on different topics. So let's say maybe in the middle of the day, you're interested in a particular topic or you're done walking the event, you can go and have a seat and listen to one of our live speakers and ask any questions and answers after each speaker session.
Sanjay nous a ensuite présenté quelques employeurs qui seront présents à ce salon.
And this is just a few off the top of my head. We have the Atlantic Immigrant Career Loan Fund Program, ISINS, who's been a strong supporter of this event. So they will be in attendance. We have BioVectra, who will be looking for recruits. So they will have recruiters on site. We have CBBC Career College. We have Cherubini Group of Companies looking for recruits. We also have the College of Immigration and Citizenship Consultants. The Halifax Partnership, Department of Labor, Skills and Immigration will be in attendance. The Halifax Regional Center for Education. We also have the Nova Scotia Construction Sector Council that will be there.
Nous lui avons demandé si des ressources en français étaient disponibles à cet événement.
There are some vendors that are bilingual and will have information in French. Many of the collateral that will be available at different vendors, my knowledge and experience from last year's show typically has both English and French on the flyers and handouts that vendors have. So yes, there will be some of that for sure.
Immigration Services Association of Nova Scotia est partenaire de ce salon.
Yeah, they've been wonderful. They've been a part of our event since day one. Adele, the beautiful part is we are all striving for the same goal. We are trying to provide resources to newcomers so that their journey into Canada, wherever it may be, is that much easier, or we are trying to eliminate or avoid obstacles where possible. So this is the reason why the two organizations have come together, is to provide that element of resource for newcomers and immigrants coming into this country.
Voici comment faire si vous voulez participer.
Yeah, it's everyone is absolutely encouraged to register. The beauty is once you register, it's free of cost. There is no cost to attend the event. And to register is very easy. You go on to CanadianImmigrant.ca and at the very top, you click on events and you will see the in-person fairs. And Halifax is the very first fair that is taking place for us in 2023, same as last year. So this year, Adele, we have Halifax, Toronto, Winnipeg, Calgary, Vancouver, and we're back here again in Toronto in late November.
Sanjay a souhaité terminer cette entrevue en rappelant qu'il y a toujours possibilité de se faire aider.
My quick advice to everyone is, you're never alone. Please take advantage of events and webinars like this and brands like our partners or ourselves. Don't feel that you don't have that help and support. We put this event together to provide that structure and support mechanism. So feel free to please drop by on the event taking place, as you know, on May 9th at the Canadian Museum of Immigration at Pier 21. Tons of vendors here to help all of you.
Merci à Sanjay Agniotri pour cette entrevue. C'était Adèle de C98 pour IGL Halifax.